MFO, you're on the air.
Right on, hello.
Greg Souders?
That's me, Brian.
What's up, Greg? How's it going?
Hey, it's going great, man. Thanks for inviting me onto your show.
No problem. Love having you. This is, we're talking with Greg Souders. He's with the Long Riders. Long Riders, an American alternative country and Paisley underground band, principally active between 1983 and 87, who periodically regrouped for brief reunions 2004, 2009, 2016, in answer to fan demands. Lots of fans, huh, Greg?
So far, so good, man. We thought we were sick of each other, and we were fighting over all the hundreds of dollars we had earned. and we took a little break for 10 or 15 years and decided it's actually not a bad little rock and roll band, and God bless the fans. They said, come back and play, and so far, so good.
That's excellent. I mean, you guys are awesome. I got your box set, was listening to it all the way in. Great stuff. Song that, I mean, right away comes to mind, Looking for Lewis and Clark, just fantastic stuff. You guys are from L.A., right?
Yeah, we formed in Los Angeles in the early 80s. I was actually the only native, and everybody else had sort of fled to the West Coast to find fame and fortune. Sid Griffin, one of our lead singers and songwriters, came out from Louisville, Kentucky, and we had a guy named Stephen McCarthy, one of our other singers, great pedal steel and B Bender guitar player. He was a country dude that came out from Richmond, Virginia. And then our other singer and bassist and band archivist, Tom Bingo Stevens, came out from Elkhart, Indiana, and he's home right now rooting for the Cubbies.
Awesome. And I was reading you had a couple of South American transplants. Is that true?
Well, I guess if you can call Kentucky and Virginia South America, then yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, to me, that's South America. But yeah, and then like I said, I was the LA guy, so everybody came out and we literally formed a garage.
Maybe I just read that wrong. Okay, all right.
I liked it, man. But yeah, man, I was the Ramones ex Blasters guy, and then we had a Merle Haggard and Grant Parsons guy, and then we had a Faces guy. Everybody came together, and kind of in the post-punk LA scene, the Paisley Underground emerged. People started listening to 60s psychedelic music, and we threw in that country western thing, and bang, it was the Long Riders.
Lots and lots of flavors in there. This is the first time I knew of you guys, but I never really heard of the genre Paisley Underground.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I know these bands that are mentioned under that when I looked it up, you know, but yeah, cool stuff, Paisley Underground.
I think they came up with that name, you know, back in the day, pre-internet, when everything was fanzines and word of mouth. The rock critics, they always needed a name for a scene, and like I said, it was kind of the post-punk, post-Germs, post-Circle Jerks, post-ex-LA scene, and it was bands like Us and Dream Syndicate and 3 O'Clock. Green on Red and the Bangles, before they were the Bangles, they were called the Bangs. It was all these bands that kind of hung out together. Everybody sounded a little bit different, but we all kind of loved that 60s LA sound, and it just morphed into a lot of different things. And ironically, some of these bands are still going today, so it's kind of fun, you know. It reminds, we used to call them kids, now they're old men. Reminds them of their youth, I reckon.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, the Stones are showing. You can basically rock till you drop it, you know, in your 80s,
yeah.
I guess, you know, so, I mean, it's...
That's it, man. Let's see, you know, Chuck Berry turned 90, the Stones in the mid-70s. Why not? We're kids compared to them, so...
Right.
You know, we figured, let's put it back together. Let's see where we can go. We got some shows coming up in your part of the world on the East Coast in a couple weeks, and... Yeah, so we figured let's just go and until we can't do it anymore. Why not, right?
Sounds great. So is it the original band you have with you coming around?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, all four original guys, man. And, you know, like I said, after you figure out what you were fighting about when you were kids didn't really matter, then you realize, hey, these guys are my brothers. It's hard to play rock and roll. There's not so many rock and roll bands out there anymore. And so let's go out there and show the kids that there's this scene, and what they're doing now, maybe it connects back to us, just like, you know, the stuff before us connected to what we were doing.
That's fantastic. Please keep up the great work, Greg. And why don't you tell us about the tour? Where have you been playing? Where did you play recently? What's going on?
Right on, Brian. Thanks, man. Well, we came back from Europe during the summer. We went to Spain and Sweden and the UK, England and Ireland, and played there. We always had a great fan base in Europe. They're very loyal, and they still come out and see us, which is great. And because we've been doing that for the last few years, we did a couple shows in the States, and everything felt great. And the guy said, well, let's talk about maybe making a new record, which would be a lot of fun. So we decided to do these shows coming up. We hadn't been to the East Coast in a long time. And so we're coming in 2 weeks. We're going to be on November 10, we're at the Bowery Ballroom in New York City. And the 11th, we're up in your neck of the woods in Somerville at the Once Ballroom. And on Saturday, November 12, we're at Cafe 9 down in New Haven. And lest I forget, we're playing on Wednesday the 9th at Monty Hall in Jersey City. So, yeah, man, it's that. And then we'll be back on the West Coast next spring. So it's suddenly a thing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I'm going to try and make it November 11th to that Somerville show. Once Ballroom, great place. I've hosted shows there. It's you're going to have fun.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah.
You tell them you know the drummer, and we'll put you on the half price list for sure, man.
Thanks, Greg.
It's tight. You know, it's tight, man.
I know how it goes. All right. So you were talking about new album. Well, you have a box set out. Is this new?
Yeah, it's pretty new. It came out at the beginning of the year, and this company called Cherry Red out of the UK. It's kind of their kind of like Rhino is here in the US. It's
yeah,
their,
I love
it's
Rhino
the issue label.
Yeah,
it's cool. So they do it for out of the UK, Cherry Red, and they put this box set together. And basically, it was, you know, the greatest hits and near misses for us. And like I said, our bass player Tom Stevens put a lot of love into that thing. And we put in some old pictures and a bunch of stuff.
I'm looking through it right
live
now.
Live things. Yeah, cool, man. And it turned out it went really well. You know, for a bunch of old guys that still rock and roll, they said it was, at the beginning of the year, their biggest seller, which I only mentioned that because I was probably more surprised than anybody else that people wanted to hear it. And they did a great job. The cover picture, if you guys want to order it, it's cool. It's one of my favorite photographers, a dude named Henry Diltz, who did a bunch of pictures with the Eagles and Neil and, you know, Graham back in the day. So that was kind of cool. He took some old pictures of us, and we got to use one. And I don't know. I think it came out okay.
It looks great. And I'm looking at it. I like this little poster. It's like I'm going to hang it up in the studio, but I don't know which side to hang up. You got both sides covered, and it's awesome.
Well, I appreciate it. And for those of you that can't, your younger fans that can't get into physical, it's up on all the digital. It's up on Spotify. You can listen to it on iTunes or wherever you need to get it. But physical's cool because, like you said, you get that poster, and you still can't beat that. I know you've got your fans are big vinyl guys, and
right.
and anything physical. It's nice to put your hands on it, you know.
Well, that's awesome. Am I forgetting anything? You want to plug anything? Anything else?
Hey, first of all, I just want to thank you and your fans listening for you know, tuning in today. It's really a pleasure to get to be on your cool show. And like I said, we'll be on the East Coast in 2 weeks, so we hope to see everybody, you know, at the Once Ballroom up there in Somerville. And
no, November
really appreciate
11th.
The support. That's right. Thank you. And I think it's going to be great.
And you have a band, Cactus Attack, opening up for you.
Right on, man. I'm looking forward to seeing them. And I'll tell you, for I know your fans like all the new psych and crazy underground stuff. There's a couple cool bands out in Los Angeles right now you should check out. There's a young all-girl band. They're all teenagers called The Regrets that are just starting. They're super cool. It's kind of like the Ramones meet the Shangri-Las. That's really cool.
I'll definitely check that out. Sounds great.
I put some out there, something new, and I got no political affiliation other than I think they're cool. And, you know, vote early and vote often. I got to remind everybody. And, man, I hope you come and see us play, Brian. I'm really stoked you had me on. Thank you.
I'd love to see you in person for sure. And, like I said, we'll be spending your tracks here. I'm going to play a threefer of the Long Riders right now. How's that?
I love it, man.
Any particular ones you want to hear?
Well, I love Final Wild Son, and I love Wreck of the 809, and then one of the band's favorite songs, a song called I Had a Dream, that the great Henry Louis produced. He produced the Flying Burrito Brothers and Joni Mitchell, so it was a real pleasure to work with him.
Okay, I'm going to try and play all those. I want to play Lewis and Looking for Lewis and Clark, because I think that's the one like most people know, but I'm going to try and play all those.
Play that one, baby. That's a great. I played piano on that, put an X on one key and told me I could play a piano on that song.
Just one key, huh?
One key, man, with an X on it, and I still had to do it more than once.
That's awesome. Okay, remember, November 11th at the Once Ballroom, the Long Riders. Greg Souders, thank you very much, brother.
Brian, thanks for your time, man, and rock it out, everybody.
All right. Don't be a stranger. You know, keep in touch and, let us know what your future projects are, you know?
Word.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, man.
Rock on.